Support comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is on their website at www.commonground.coop. And from Prairie Fruits Farm, makers of farmstead and artisan cheeses and growers of organic tree fruits and berries. This summer, Prairie Fruits holds a cheese and gelato open house on Tuesdays from 3 to 7 p.m. Information on products and activities at prairiefruits.com and on Facebook at Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brotz wonders if the zenith of the local produce season can give the annual August influx of new Champaign-Urbana residents a true sense of place in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
The contrasts of a typical August in Urbana-Champaign are jarring sometimes, even if you've been a resident for many years. The beginning of the month is still summertime. It probably hasn't rained much. You might have visitors, or maybe you go somewhere to be a visitor. The food out of the gardens and at the markets is plentiful and excellent. The middle of the month is, well, still summertime. It's still hot. It still probably hasn't rained. And the food is still exceptional. But your visitors are heading out, and in some cases, you're saying goodbye to friends who are moving on, taking other opportunities, going somewhere else. When this happens, through my sadness, I always compare the food scene wherever my friends are going to what they're leaving here in Urbana-Champaign. Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, Texas. Is it better other places or just different? And as we say goodbye to our visitors and our friends who are leaving, we're saying hello to a whole lot of new people. In many cases, people who are here from places like Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, Texas, and beyond. I imagine that as they come here to go to school or to teach at the university or for some other endeavor, they're taking in our dried out grass and the acres of corn and beans that surround us, and maybe they're wondering what's going on. You know, what we eat here. Well, I'll tell you. My mother was just here visiting from Portland, Oregon. You know, Portland, land of food trucks and a quite lengthy growing season and rooftop gardens on every house. Okay, that last one, not really. Her parents, my grandparents, were farmers in upstate New York, and in my family growing up, we always had gardens and we always ate lots and lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. I know my mom appreciates good food. So when she arrived and I told her about the mostly local and definitely simple repast we were making for Saturday night, grilled sausages and brats, corn on the cob, pesto, tossed salad, peach cobbler, she sighed. "I can't wait for the corn," she said. The corn, the simplest thing on the menu. Even though her now home state boasts that enviable growing season and all those food trucks, growing corn is not something they excel at. Her grandparents, you see, were sweet corn farmers in New York State. They grew corn for a cannery. Her mother, my Oma, used to put on a kettle of water to boil, go out to pick sweet corn for dinner, and run back to the house in order to capture it at its sweetest. My mother knows her way around some sweet corn, and she loved the Illinois corn. But it wasn't just that. As it turned out, her traveling companion was actually from Illinois. He used to sell sweet corn grown at the U of I test plots when he was a kid, pulling his red wagon around his neighborhood, but had lived in Portland for years as well. He was into the corn, loved the pesto, and was complimentary about everything else, but it was the peaches from southern Illinois that really got his attention. It was something, he said, about the way they held up in the baking and how the flavor that came from being cooked was exceptional. They have peaches in Oregon. They have, I was assured, very good peaches in Oregon. But there was something about these Illinois peaches that got his attention, just like the corn got my mother's. Was it a sense memory from childhood? That was probably part of it, but I also think that something could have been terroir, a French viticulture term that can also be used to describe food. It's the concept, very basically, of things tasting a certain way because of where they're grown, the climate, growing conditions, and the like, and how they're grown, inputs and methods. Our part of central Illinois features some of the best soils in the world for growing food. It stands to reason that the food we produce locally not only tastes good, it also kind of tastes like this place, unique. Something grown here won't necessarily taste the same grown somewhere else. So if you're new here, take heart. We offer many fresh foods that are beyond good enough to eat, and you new arrivals are getting here when everything is at its peak. Visit the local farmers markets in the area. Urbana-Champaign has them on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Some farms offer on-farm sales on the other days. Smaller grocery stores are offering local produce, meat, eggs, and honey. There are several local restaurants that use local produce on their menus and create dishes that, really, wouldn't taste the same anywhere else. Many of us call other places home, but getting to know the food here, or wherever you are, is one way to work toward being able to call another place home, too. This is Lisa Braltz for In My Backyard.